106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Now, wasn't that long ago, just last week, that Kevin told us that he took something called the Myers-Briggs test, which is a personality test that usually they do in like corporate settings and stuff like that to find out what kind of other personality types you're compatible with. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, your results were interesting, but not shocking.
Right. I was the protagonist, which is ENFJ, which kind of tells me that I'm outgoing.
Okay, we knew that. That.
And that I am very nice and passionate.
Okay, were there any negatives, or are you just going to tell us all
there's
the positives?
There's negatives. Okay. I'm intense, overly empathetic. We all know that. and sometimes condescending.
Condescending.
Sometimes condescending.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you insisted that Katie and I take the test.
Yes.
And Katie and I took the test.
And I'm shook at the result.
We sent you our results. Okay. So what are you gathering from our results?
Who wants to go first?
You choose.
Okay. I'll do Gavin first.
All righty.
Gavin, you got the ENTJ, which kind of means that you are more extroverted, but you also do a lot of thinking.
Okay.
And you're labeled as the commander.
I wouldn't say I'm extroverted.
Just wait.
I always like to say I'm an extroverted introvert.
So it says that you are a decisive person.
Right.
Who loves momentum and accomplishments. You love to gather information.
Are you okay? You ran out of breath on that sentence.
Yeah.
No, because what I wrote down was not what I was thinking.
Okay. Why you took notes on this? Okay.
Your strengths are, you want your strengths or your weaknesses, because they got a spot on, bitch.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's do weaknesses first.
Okay. Your weaknesses are, you are stubborn, impatient,
yep.
Cold, and ruthless.
Yes.
And
wow.
Arrogant.
Arrogant?
Yes.
Okay, yes, that's
those
true.
Those are your weaknesses.
Classic Leo. All right, and what are my strengths?
Your strengths are you're efficient, you're energetic, self-confident, strategic.
Okay. All right, let's do Katie.
Okay, Katie, you got ENFP, which means you're more of a extroverted, like, feelings type of person.
Okay.
Like, you're emotional.
Okay, that is true.
And they spot on with you because it says you're devoted to enriching other people's lives and having a good relationship with them. They said you're a people pleaser. And that was like, oh my God, spot on. You want to know your strengths or weaknesses?
Give me my strengths.
Okay, your strengths is you're enthusiastic, okay. Festive, good-natured.
Yeah.
Excellent communicator.
Thank you.
Your weaknesses.
Okay.
Bitch. I don't know how. It's like they knew you, bitch. You are a people pleaser. Unfocused, over-accommodating, overly optimistic, and restless.
This is wild.
I know, right?
All right. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about the Myers-Briggs test, which is a personality test that they do in like corporate settings. Kevin took it, insisted we take it. Those were our results.
You want to know who you're like?
I want to
like
know.
Like famous people you're like?
Yeah, because okay. You were very excited about who you were like. Who's Katie like?
Katie is like Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
I would not have expected that from him.
Robin Williams.
Okay.
Okay.
Quentin Tarantino.
Wow, this is a scary group that you're associated
why?
With.
Why?
Well, Robin Williams was a brilliant but also troubled guy who ended up killing himself.
Well, he killed himself because he had a disease that was deteriorating his brain.
Robert Downey Jr. went to prison.
Drug addict.
And also was in prison for a while.
Right.
And Quentin Tarantino, also brilliant, loves feet. So,
hey, we don't kink shame on the Wake Up Call.
All right, that's true.
Kelly Clarkson's on here too
there
for you.
There we go.
Speaking of kink shaming.
For you, bitch. Steve Jobs.
Oh jeez.
Yes.
Oh, give me a break.
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, that tracks.
You'll love that. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Why can't you read today?
What are you talking about? This is how things are pronounced.
Okay.
Yes.
What about Margaret Thatcher?
Oh, that's not good.
That's not a good one.
No,
why?
Whoopi
she was
Goldberg.
A monster.
You're like Malcolm X.
Yes, I am.
What?
Yes, I am. Finally.
Do we think that Malcolm X took the Myers-Briggs test? Or Theodore Roosevelt?
Kevin, thank you very much for making us do that. We now know who we are.
I mean,
if you read into it more on your own time, because there's so much I can't even share it all, okay. You'll really find yourself. This is better than meditation.
Because so far you just said a bunch of things I already knew about myself.
Yeah. You look into it more and then do a full report. Well, you just said, like, who works well with others and how can we benefit from it? Maybe we'll record it as a secret podcast.
Oh, I love that.
That's just whatever's in your group.
So we're done with this then? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, we're pretty much done unless you want to learn more
about
yourself.
Look at me. Did you just want to find out what celebrity you're most like?
No!
I'll be honest. We know each other so well.
We knew
all this.
That
we knew every single one of these
things. Then why'd you take the test?
Because you told us to! President Roosevelt?